Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Behar, On the Mount, Week 32, 6th Aliyah. You may also buy some of the temporary residents living among you and members of their clans born in your country, and they will become your property. You can will them to your children as inherited property. I can make them slaves for life. But you must not rule over your fellow Israelites ruthlessly. Leviticus 25, verses 45 and 46. Is there not one law for all? This text shows that there are different kinds of foreigners that may live among the sons and daughters of Israel. On the one hand, the Torah says that there is only one law for the natives of the land and the foreigners. Exodus 12:49, Leviticus 24:22, Numbers 15, verses 15 and 16, and verse 29. But on the other hand, it says that there are different rules for a native and for a foreigner. The native can't eat flesh from an animal that died of itself, but the foreigner can, in Deuteronomy 14:21. This text says that slaves purchased by the sons of Israel from the foreigners that live among them may be their possession forever. But the sons of Israel who were sold as slaves would have to be delivered in the years of remission and jubilee. Therefore, when is there one law both for the foreigner and the native in the land? Or to what kind of foreign does the law apply as to the native? The answer is, when the foreigner has undergone an artificial conversion, rather an official conversion, to become part of the covenant of circumcision, the same law applies to the sons of Israel, will apply also to them. Only the foreigners who are in the covenant of circumcision in the flesh have the obligation of fulfilling all the commandments of the law, just as Rab Shaul also teaches in Galatians 5:3, I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. The foreigner who lives in the land of Israel is not obligated to fulfill the whole law of Moshe. Only the foreigner that has taken part in the covenant of circumcision in the flesh is in the category of those of which the Torah says, you are to have the same law for the alien and the native born. A foreigner who lives in the land of Israel is not obligated to fulfill all the law, as well as those who don't live in Israel. Dear disciple of Messiah, don't be fooled by those who claim that there is only one law for Jew and Gentiles who receive life through the Messiah. They are causing confusion among those who have been grafted in, and rebellion against Jewish authorities, laying upon those who weren't called to be Jews, a burden that's not meant for them. Shalom.